Cool FM, Ultra Beats, Pretty Green Eyes. Right, you're waking up with the Pete Snodden Breakfast Show, 19 minutes to 10. Yesterday morning, right here in the programme, at about this time, we received a phone call from an avid listener to the show who phoned us up to tell us that for the first time ever, she had to turn her radio down in the morning. Why? Because GMTV had arrived at her door.
Mm-hmm.
The reason they had arrived was because her mother was down to the final four in their search for Mum of the Year right across Great Britain. And earlier on that particular morning, because we've got the TVs on in the studio, we spotted Richard Arnold, who works on the show, hiding in a bush somewhere, and it came up on the bottom caption on the screen, secret location. So we started having a laugh about Richard Arnold. And,
As we do most mornings.
And mentioned him and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then his people phoned us. True Bell. So we got him after 10 yesterday morning. This is what he had to say. Richard Arnold, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. How's things?
Oh, mate, very good indeed. Always get a warm welcome whenever we come up to Northern Ireland. But a warm welcome wherever we've been on the road this week. It's always a bit of a privilege when you go in search of Britain's best mums. Because, well, you always get a good... I was going to say they always put the kettle on, but in actual fact, what I've noticed is they get the corks popping a lot earlier than even I'm used to. So, on the road as well, I'm not going to lie to you. And, of course, because we happen to be in County Armagh for Paddy's Day, we had a drop of the black stuff as well. I'm not going to lie to you. A little bit bleary-eyed the other morning.
Well, you're sounding spot on for it. Richard, I spotted you earlier on the TV. We had the volume down in the studio, but you were in a secret location and you were stuck behind someone's hedge. It turned out to be a listener to the show's mum.
That's right.
Unbelievable. And hopefully, all being well, we will have the mother of the year from right here in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, you've got to get voting. You'll have to get voting when the website opens for business on Friday. But yeah, absolutely.
Richard, it's a bit of a thing on the show because I would talk about GMTV quite a bit because I am a huge fan of the show.
You're one of his heroes, to be honest, Richard.
Will you behave yourself?
Richard, I have to tell you something. You know what comes up in general conversation in the studio, now this is not on air, is your shirts, okay? You love the blue and you love the pink.
I do like pink to make you wink. Yeah, indeed. I actually get them made for me, controversially.
Really?
To cover up the old moobs. No, there was a shirt I was very fond of that I took to a tailor and he copied the pattern, and then I went into London's glittering West End to find some sort of sassy fabrics, drip-dry fabrics I could get the shirts knocked up in so I could team them with the theme with a little bit of a hanky and, you know, give it not so much that Sasha Distill look as sort of Sasha Distill, I suppose.
Nevertheless,
it brightens up your morning, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Richard, can you pass on a couple of messages for us to your colleagues?
Okay, right. Well, Lorraine, what I always get asked is, Lorraine's very difficult in real life and not nearly the matron of the nation that you see on TV. Penny Smith is 83 years old and Dr. Hillary is always available for a private prescription. Has that answered all your questions?
Absolutely. How is Kate? Is Kate okay during her pregnancy?
Yes, she is. She's great, mate. She is. And it's a shame she's off the sauce. Do you know what I mean? I mean, she's so much funnier with the drink insider than most of the other crew are as well. But she's off the sauce for a while. And we're expecting another GMTV baby a little bit later. And, yeah, actually, case in point, there are 11 female producers at GMTV also pregnant at the moment. So it must be something to do with the early morning glory.
Absolutely. And the recession as well. How's the new girl fitting in, Emma?
Emma, oh, lovely. Yeah, she's warming up a tree, our Emma and stuff. It must be... I liken it to almost joining a soap opera in a way, but what's quite scary is Emma is sort of, you know, just, I think she's about 31, and I'm not going to lie to you, I'm hitting the big 4-0 this year, and it's kind of spooky sort of sitting next to someone who's sort of watched you as they've been sort of growing up, if you like, and I'm thinking, oh, no, it might be time for me to make a sharp exit myself. Either that or a sharp trip to... Harley Street, see if I can't freeze my forehead for the next 10 years.
The other thing is, can you pass on my love, okay? Now, I'm married, I know, but she is my favourite weather girl, to Claire for me.
Oh, now, Claire, now there's a woman who likes to drink. Are you noticing a theme through this? I can assure you we are consummate professionals. But yes, it always brightens my morning as well, mate, when I wake up to see Claire in a colourful cagoule or a nice shiny Mac somewhere. And I can assure you there's always something underneath.
And finally, one thing, Richard. Now, whenever you're on the sofa again, if you could do this for me, I would absolutely love you to bits.
Yeah, go on.
A conversation on the show this morning was words that don't really come around that often. And there was a word that I used to use whenever I was a kid, and it was called beezer, which means absolutely fantastic.
What word is that?
Beezer. B-E-E-Z-E-R. beater. Something beater. It's like absolutely fantastic. Okay.
Okay.
And I was wondering. We had a beater St. Patrick's Day here yesterday.
Liverpool beat Manchester United last week. It was a beater result. Okay, that sort of thing. And I was wondering, would there be any possibility you could just slip it into the conversation? Whilst you're on the sofa?
Well, I'm on the sofa. A beezer of a time. Okay. I will certainly do that, and I will also look it up on the worldwide Tinterweb to see if it means anything other than you're telling me.
No, I promise you it doesn't. I promise you it doesn't. It was the name of a comic book.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Do you remember
the beezer? Yes, right, okay, fair enough. All right. Well, you see, I was brought up in Aberdeenshire, so we were Bruins fans.
Oh, right, okay.
So we didn't get the beezer. So the beezer, right, a beezer, and it's been a beezer. What are the derivatives of beezer?
Okay, well, why don't you turn around and say, I spent St. Patrick's Day in Armagh, I had a beezer time.
A beezer time, well, that, I can assure you, I did have.
Fantastic.
Richard Arnold, thank you. When's the Richard Arnold show coming back on?
Well, mate, I don't know because I'm actually away this summer. I'm doing a bit of work down under. I'm going off to Australia to have not so much a beezer as a bonder of a time.
Very good.
But nevertheless, they are keeping me busy for the rest of the year. So for that, we can only ever be grateful.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Can I just say that you look a little bit smarter now than you used to?
Since
the new girl arrived, it seems to have changed somewhat.
Well, you know what? I looked at old footage the other day. So I was putting some stuff together, and I used to pitch up in a T-shirt like I just got off the bus.
Yeah.
I started from local radio, and put it this way, the only thing I wore really was eye gel, and it was completely lost on the listeners. So it was a while before I thought, Christ, I actually ought to start wearing a whistle and flute, or at least look the part, do you know what I mean?
Well, you look very smart.
I mean, you're very kind, mate.
Commenting on your shirts every day.
You're very kind, and it's been an absolute pleasure, chaps.
Richard, thank you so much for taking the time out to have a chat to us.
Pleasure.
And I know you're going through security there, so we'll leave you to it. But if you can squeeze Beezer into the conversation, I'll love you forever.
Oh, I will too.
All right, darling. I'll try and use it in a sentence. Cheers,
okay,
guys.
Nice.
Take care.
One.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love the power of radio. We mentioned him yesterday. His people phone. Thank you, Richard Arnold.
Nice guy.
12 to 10. Here's Pink. I don't want to be the girl that